This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The answer to the pop quiz with which we began in just a moment, but our opening gambit today is a somewhat weedy dive into the durable goods guts of this economy. Durable goods, of course, as we have mentioned, I'm pretty sure, expensive stuff supposed to last 3 years or more. Cars, computers, airplanes, too, also manufacturing equipment, the stuff that factories use to make the stuff that we buy. We start there because the good people at the Commerce Department reported this morning that durable goods orders were down in September. See also the everlasting gobstopper that is the global supply chain. But those orders for manufacturing equipment, core capital goods they're called, hit a record high in September, the seventh straight monthly increase. Marketplace's Justin Ho reads between the economic lines for us.
We're talking about things like drill presses, electrical equipment, metalworking tools. Manufacturers are ordering more of these things because they're trying to boost production.
We're just choked up here. We just can't get enough product out.
That's Tim Fiore with the Institute for Supply Management. He surveys manufacturers, and he says he's seeing more respondents talk about buying equipment that will help them meet consumer demand for years.
So there's a lot of runway here, and it's time that people, reinvest in their equipment and facilities to address this demand. And then be ready for the next cycle.
New tools and machinery can also help a manufacturer get more efficient. That's important at a time when raw materials are hard to come by. Chad Moutre is chief economist at the National Association of Manufacturers.
Manufacturers were already doing that before the pandemic. And what we have seen is that firms have really doubled down on their investments.
Now, companies could just hire more workers if they want to boost production. But not in this labor market, says George Perks at Bespoke Investment Group.
Now, the thinking looks to be much more closer to, I want to substitute away from labor because labor is getting really expensive.
As a result of all that fancy new equipment, Burke says workers who are employed are getting more productive, and that's a good sign for the economic recovery. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.